Voice of Indonesia with the news. An Indonesian joint search and rescue team is preparing to refloat the Tudu Pratama Jaya ferry, which capsized and sank upside down to the seabed of the Bali Strait on July 2, 2025. Quoted from antaranews.com, the plan was confirmed by Hartanto, the head of Surabaya Tanjung Perak Navigation District, at the Ministry of Transportation during a press conference on Sunday, July 13, 2025. Meanwhile, 30 survivors have been rescued as of Sunday, while 17 others remain missing. The Indonesian government is expanding its free health check program to target school students, according to the Coordinating Minister for Human Development and Culture, Pratikno. Since its launch in February, the program has reached 12 million registered participants, according to Pratikno. Quoted from mataranews.com, health checks for students will begin this week at several Islamic boarding school, government-funded Sekolah Rakyat or People School, public and private schools, and Islamic madrasas. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Tanpa ragu, tanpa bimbang, takkan ku lepaskan engkau dari genggaman tanganku. Melepas lelah, pergi jauh, kembali lagi. Bersamamu selalu, tak ingin berakhir waktuku. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, secangkir kopi panas, santai tanpa batas. Lalu ada Sir Dandy bernyanyi, muka kembali lagi, musik indie di TV. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, Jimmy Buluk siaran, Otong Koil Twitteran. Lalu ada kabar Trio Lestari akan tampil di sini, kami pun hampiri. Menikmati pagi, sore, dan malam, ditemani lagu Efek Rumah Kaca. Lalu ada kerjaan tak bisa diabaikan, kami harus lakukan kembali.
Cup of coffee at Coffee Plantation is certainly very special. More special if coffee seeds are directly picked from the tree. Ngada Regency in Flores is the main producer of Bajawa coffee seeds. Although the Regency is only a small region, Ngada people commit to build their village through the superiority of Flores Bajawa Arabica coffee. When met in the Bajawa Flores Coffee Conquered the World event, which was recently held in Jakarta, Ngada Regent Paulus Soliwa expressed his dream to develop coffee plantation in Ngada Regency to be an agrotourism. We give examples of tourism in Bolobolo is Hill on the Clouds. On the slope, there is Flores Arabica coffee plantation. We want to open cafe. Our dream is to make coffee plantation as agro-tourism. How people pick the coffee seeds, its process until it becomes coffee that is ready to be brewed and drink at the plantation. The dream of Ngada Region is welcomed by the Agriculture Ministry.
Kita dukung, artinya dengan program kita, kita perkuat apa yang sudah mereka rencanakan.
We support the idea through our program. We strengthen what they have planned. The superiority is Arabica coffee. Let's promote Bajawa Flores Arabica coffee, not only as commodity, but also as agritourism. We have conveyed its technique to be able to connect our program at the Agriculture Ministry. Over there, it is built nursery, plantation of seed source, and also replanting. We expanded because they have big potential. In the infrastructure context, we also collaborate with Director General ESP for its machine to make its processing more efficient. The support revealed by Director General of Plantation Agriculture Ministry, Dr. Insinyur Kasdi Subagiono, succeeded to raise the spirit of Ngada people to promote their tourism destination and superiority products. Regent Paulus also said that most foreign and domestic tourists who come to Ngada Regency are interested in coffee and culture as well as natural tourism in the region. Ngada Regency has various beautiful tourism destinations such as beach, lake, waterfall, hill, mountain, until hot springs.
Listener, we are about to play a song by Nugi. Agustinus Gusti Nugroho, or Nugi, is an Indonesian actor and singer. He released a trilogy entitled Bumi or Earth in 1995, Air or Water in 1996, and Udara or Air in 1998. One of his best hits was Pelukis Malam, or The Night Painter. The song Pelukis Malam is about a human amazement over the nature created by the creator. The song also reminds us the humans are so little compared to planet Earth and the heavenly sky that is full of shining moons and stars. Listener, here is Nugi with Pelukis Malam. Enjoy listening to the song.
Yeah.
You are still tuned to the Daily Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. So Indonesia, as we know, that is striking deals with a lot of countries recently, with the US and also with the European Union. But of course, we never forget our own neighborhood in Southeast Asia. Therefore, Indonesia also scored potential food and beverage deals worth around $2.22 million at the Manila Food and Beverage Expo, or MEVBEX 2025, which highlight the Philippines' strong interest in Indonesian products. In a written statement received in Jakarta on Saturday, the trade attaché at Indonesian Embassy in Manila, Martin Pandapotan Huta Barat, said the potential transaction reflects the robust interest from Philippine market in Indonesian F&B products that can be tapped. And during the expo itself, Indonesia has the Indonesian Pavilion showcasing 10 companies, including 8 micro, small, medium businesses, which offer a wide range of products like coffee, tea, honey, chocolate, biscuit, and more of them. And not only the potential deal, the participating micro small medium businesses recorded around $1,445 in retail sales during this expo.
Sana maklum status kita LDR-an, lewat pulsa kita pun bersua. Tanggung bulan dompet gemeteran, HP lowbat paketku pun is dead. Hunting cafe yang sesuai budget, demi update dirimu di gadget.
Mencari wifi yang untuk dirimu, mencari wifi dalam mangan ketemu. Mencari wifi untuk hati dirimu, mencari wifi.
Berlalu tanpa wifi bikin aku halu. Habis kuota aku mati gaya. Apa daya aku di rumah aja.
Cari wifi yang untuk diri, mencari wifi dalam mangga ketemu. Cari wifi untuk hati.
Whether you're unwinding by the beach or enjoying a spirited night out, we encourage you to do so with a sense of responsibility. Indonesia welcomes the responsible traveller, where joy and duty dance in harmony. creating memories that are not just unforgettable, but also respectful of the vibrant cultures and the stunning environments that surround us.
So on the internet, I saw a lot of accounts and also posts about villains in so many stories that are actually right, but they do the wrong action. Imagine that kind of story. It is what makes every story becomes interesting. But it comes to my mind that sometimes a good intention, a good goal, a good dream can be bad if you do it, if your action to realize it is something bad, and of course it will not be resulting in the good intention that you wanted. Similar to that is the electric vehicle. The whole world thinks that, well, the world can be cleaner with the electric vehicles, but there are a lot of homeworks to be seen to make sure that the EV ecosystem is really, really green. Here comes a comment from Agus Jamil, the chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city that where people are driving EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that is for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities, like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But at the moment, Indonesia still have like 64% of the power generation is coal-fired. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
And a full conversation about the electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, the Executive Director or Chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, is available on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
ini. Namun apa daya, tanganku tak sampai menggapaimu. Takdir tak berpihak padaku untuk mempertahankanmu. Semoga kau bahagia hidup bersamanya.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin kita berdua duduk di taman, bermain ular tangga, menari-nari bebas. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin, rasaku lihat awan menari, ternyata seperti permen kapas. Biar angin bertiup, kita rentangkan harap. Rasanya masih baru kemarin. Na 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 la 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 na 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 na. Rasanya sudah tak sabar lagi menanti kamu yang menemani. Biar semua berjalan, hadapilah rintangan. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin. La 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 la. Rasa-rasanya baru kemarin berjumpa denganmu sore hari, berteman buih ombak, menghirup wangi gulali. Rasanya baru kemarin.
After this, you'll be listening to a story about mangrove, the savior of life.
Kemarin.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Lari ke atas Pak Sunami, Pak Sunami, Pak. Lari ke atas, hey. Lari ke atas Sunami, Sunami.
Lari, lari.
Lari ke atas Sunami, Bu. Bu, naik ke atas Bu Sunami, Sunami.
Saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa Indonesia, air sampai setinggi pohon bako yang ada di kawasan mangrove ini, tetapi tidak sampai ke tembus ke daratan. Di sanalah fungsi luar biasa daripada hutan mangrove itu sebagai benteng dan juga penjaga garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Mangrove, or commonly known as mangrove forest, is a forest that grows above a swamp, which is located on the coastline. Mangrove forests have an important role and are very beneficial for the people around the coast and land. Mangrove forests can even become a safety belt for the mainland from the brunt of the tsunami. as stated by Wayan Konantara, head of the Segaraguna Glogor Carik Joint Business Group, Murah Rai, Bali.
Kalau fungsi daripada mangrove ini, setahu saya faktanya,
as far as I know, the function of this mangrove,
saat ada bencana tsunami yang menimpa
when there was a tsunami that hit Indonesia, especially in Aceh.
Juga,
of course, the impact also reached here.
Kebetulan saat itu kami
melaut at that time we went to the sea in the Tahura area, Murah Rai. At that time, it was receding, but suddenly there was a high tide. The water was also heavy.
That's
real evidence that I saw at that time. The water was as high as the mangrove trees in this mangrove area,
but
it did not penetrate the mainland. It was about 4 meters high.
Sekitar 4 meteran. Itu kami juga kaget saat itu.
We were also surprised at that time.
Syukur puji Tuhan kami sampaikan
we confirmed to the God
bencana itu
that the disaster did not endanger the people on the mainland,
masyarakat yang di daratan, especially
in Bali
saat itu.
At that time,
that's what we see. Kami melihatnya
that's where the function of the mangrove forest is.
Daripada hutan mangrove itu
as
sebagai
a food and guard, the coastline,
penjaga
the
garis pantai daripada pulau yang kita miliki.
Evidence of the benefits of mangroves as the fortress to protect land from tsunamis is also conveyed by Ayu, a researcher at the National Research and Innovation Agency, BRIN.
Tepat sekali ketika
exactly.
Tsunami di Palu,
when tsunami in Palu,
sangat,
for example, we got very clear information that there was no village in Donggala district. There were absolutely no casualties and the damage was minimal because the impact of the tsunami was small due to the thick mangrove safety belt there. So that's one clear proof of how this mangrove has the ability to reduce risk, reduce losses, and also reduce casualties. The existence of mangrove forests is not only as coastal protection belt from waves and sea breaks, but also has economic benefits. Mangrove forest is a habitat for various types of mangrove trees and a suitable place to live for several types of fauna and flora.
Manfaat ekonomi daripada
we have clearly felt the economic benefits of mangrove forests,
di mana
where fishery resources can also be sustainable, which has an impact on the production value of the cages of fishermen in Tahura, Murah Rai area.
Yang kedua,
then secondly, it turns out that the mangrove fruit that we have here can be used for processed food,
makanan,
wings,
minuman,
and also several types of medicines.
Selain itu,
besides that, with a clean and sustainable mangrove forest, the potential can also be developed into an ecotourism in the future. More or less, it is an economic value, which of course together we can manage well without reducing the sustainability of the mangrove forest itself.
Kelestarian daripada hutan bako itu sendiri.
Disaster risk reduction by utilizing ecosystems is not new, but has long been abandoned. This nature-based disaster risk reduction has been revived because it provides multiple benefits, as stated by Sarifah, a researcher from BRIN. Disaster risk reduction by using ecosystems or in international platforms called nature-based solutions is not a new approach for Indonesia. It has been abandoned in the last two decades. NBS in GDPRR 2022 is strongly emphasized and even has several special forums. Why is it important? Because there are three benefits not only for humans but also for biodiversity and also for disaster risk reduction itself. If we look at it from an economic point of view, by maintaining the ecosystem for disaster risk reduction, we can save $9 from each expenditure for the development of gray infrastructure such as a track dam. It is very profitable for the surrounding community with their mangroves. The economic benefits are not only from resources but also by making ecotourism, as we see in this Tahura. So the multi benefits should be emphasized in disaster risk reduction. Disaster risk reduction should benefit all parties, not only reducing the number of people who are victims of disasters, but also economically. And this mangrove, as we see behind us, is an affirmation in Indonesia to continue. The existence of mangrove forests around Tahura area, Ngurah Rai, allows fishermen to catch fish every day, unlike fishermen who catch fish on the high seas.
Kita mempunyai hasil penangkapan ikan yang keseharian itu tidak fokus.
Sedangkan kalau nelayan yang punya usually in 1 year it is 4 months at most.
Itu musiman.
It has seasonability.
Sedangkan kita yang mempunyai hutan bakau itu tidak ada fokusnya dan tidak ada musimnya.
We can catch fish every day.
Keseharian kita bisa menangkap kepiting bakau,
every day we can
udang,
catch
dan aneka ikan lainnya.
Crabs, swing and other various fish that easily and without operating cars we get fish and food catch of the fishermen here. So, are there any rules applied to maintain the balance of nature?
Kalau batasan jumlah ikan yang kita tangkap itu tidak ada batasannya.
There is no limit to the number of fish we catch.
Kalau kepiting itu ada ukurannya.
The crab has a size.
Ukuran yang bisa ditangkap.
The size that can be caught is 250 grams.
Yang satu ekor 250 gram yang paling rendah.
Which is the lowest. Than the other types. We have a size that fits our agreement.
Jaring yang kita pakai di sini tentu
that we
mata
use to catch other fish.
Kita ada ukurannya yang sesuai dengan kesepakatan kita.
And we also want to catch.
Mata jaring yang kita
we cannot take them
yang lain.
And catch them.
Sedangkan kalau kepiting, kalau
they must
kepiting
be released so that population development
dan juga,
can be sustainable.
Akan mau menetas, itu tidak boleh kita.
Mangrove conservation is needed to maintain the sustainability of marine ecosystems. In addition, the existence of mangrove forests can prevent disasters from occurring when there is a tidal wave of seawater. According to Sharifah, preserving the nature of the mangrove forest means preserving life.
Bukan hanya bicara tentang tsunami,
we are not just talking about the tsunami,
we are also talking about abrasion on the coast. We have seen the reduction
in coastline due to abrasion on the northern coast of Java. The loss of mangroves means loss of livelihoods, the loss of living land because the land has to retreat because the seawater is eroded like that. So strengthening with ecosystem services such as mangroves or disaster risk reduction can help. For example, in the
mangrove, Jakarta, masyarakat di pulau-pulau kecil mangrove tetap memiliki lahan hidup yang baik dan juga memiliki keuntungan atas
seperti kegiatan
wisata seperti yang saya sebutkan
abrasion can be overcome,
abrasi bisa ditanggulangi tapi ekonomi tetap berjalan.
Thus, who is responsible for disaster conservation reduction?
Ini menarik sekali ya kalau kita bicara
this
tentang tanggung jawab. Sebenarnya idealnya
yes.
adalah tanggung jawab bersama. Dan tanggung jawab bersama itu mulai dari tingkat lokal
actually,
sampai tingkat nasional bahkan global. Dan itu yang untuk kesuksesan adalah
from the
adanya
local
sinergis atau
national,
inline
and
ya.
Even
jadi
global
tidak saling berkebalikan atau
for
tidak saling menguatkan, tidak saling menghalangi.
Inline. So there are no mutually exclusive or not interfering with each other. Ideally, what is the desire or potential that exists in the community is also in line with the provincial level policies and the national level. It must be in line. Don't let the community feel that this has strong benefits for them, but then suddenly there are policies that do not help strengthen their awareness. On the contrary, for example, the government has a policy to conserve, but the community also has reasons, for example, to use the area for the economy. So it must be in line.
Harus inline.
As an environmentalist as well as the chairman of the joint business group Segara Guna Gogor Carik Ngurah Rai Bali, what is the hope of Wayan Kona Antara?
Untuk
for the community, both upstream and downstream, let's work together on how to function waste and how we do not throw garbage carelessly, which will eventually end up in this mangrove forest. So that's what we hope. Let's take care of garbage together, each of us, so that the environment can be well maintained.
Lingkungan bisa terjaga dengan baik.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Katak is Balinese dance which uses sounds from the mouth without Balinese traditional music. It makes Katak dance different from other dances in general. Katak dance is performed by male dancers with Balinese clothes. Around 60 to 80 dancers sit in a circle and take turns in producing the sound of Katak in order.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's sound. rasa malu semakin dalam. Ia malu kali ini, kadang juga ia takut. Tatkala harus berpapasan di tengah pelariannya,